Hello, my friends, and welcome to the final episode of the season of Kaleidoscope Storytime, which has been brought to you every week throughout the entire season by Anchor.fm. Well, here we are, gang. The last episode of the season, the final episode of the season, as well as the conclusion of my two-part original story, The Evil Weed, by yours truly, Jen Webster. I have had such an incredible ride this season, telling you all of the most wonderful stories that I have ever told to excite the ears, and it has been an honor and a pleasure for me to do so. Later on in the show, I shall be offering my usual thank yous and to tell you about the next season or what plans I have for next season. But for right now, let's get on with the conclusion of The Evil Weed, Act 1. The weed in which he had planted in the garden had grown wildly huge, as well as the fact that those in the town of Waterville were looking at it, and with good reason. That weed began to glisten with multicolor shimmers, which therefore hypnotized the entire town, in which Henry began to suspect that the glistening, shimmering multicolors on the weed were hypnotizing the citizens of the town, and had begun to have those negative behaviors. So Henry decided to do something about this. He tried to push the neighbors aside, telling them to get off his garden, but then they pushed him back, telling him to mind his own business. Henry tried again, but the neighbors prevailed. Now thrown on the ground, Henry had to think of another approach. He took his garden hose, turned on the water, and tried to hose them down, but one of the people took his garden hose and hosed him off. And then they all throw Henry into the swimming pool, drenching him. When the hypnotized people left the pool, Henry got out of it and saw the people leave him to go back to and look at the weed. Now drenched, Henry knew that he could not take any more of this. But he also knew that he had to find a way to snap the people of Waterville out of their behavior without ever having to be fought back by them. And so, Henry remembered that he went to the flower shop the other day, and he got the strange weed for free. So it was with that Henry went to that flower shop. Well, this is the last time you'll be hearing this for a while. And so it is with that I shall have the second and final act of the thrilling conclusion of my two-part original story, The Evil Weed, which also happens to be the final episode for the season here on Kaleidoscope Storytime, brought to you by Anchor.fm. Yes, indeed, this is the final episode of the season of this year's podcast. And like all good things, they have to come to an end, at least for a while. It has been a real exciting enjoyment to have spent the entire season bringing you storytelling magic. But do you want to know something else? The fun and joy of podcasting does not have to stop after this season of this podcast is over. You can create your very own podcast with Anchor.fm. It's free. There are creation tools that you can use to help you create your very own podcast, and all with no minimum listenership. To get started, go to www.anchor.fm or download the free Anchor podcasting app today. And now, the final act of the final part of my two-part story, and of course the final episode of the season, The Evil Weed on Kaleidoscope Storytime. Went straight to the flower shop to try and talk to the owner who gave him that weed. When he finally reached the shop, he found out that it was closed. But then he read the sign, "Gone to the mountains, back by Christmas." Henry began to scratch his head and thought, "But Christmas was over a few months ago." But then he remembered where the mountains were located. They were located outside of Waterville. So Henry went to the mountains at once. Meanwhile, the people in Waterville began to act in a more negative behavior than ever before. People began to be more hateful to each other, were becoming more violent, more greedy, more selfish, and even worse, being filled with even more hate than ever. Hatred of people of race, ethnic backgrounds, and religion. If something was not done soon to control this, then everything that is good and true in our lives would be ruined forever. Meanwhile, Henry finally made it to the mountains, and he began to enter a cave. There, he finally met Penny, the flower shop owner. She then revealed to Henry that she was a witch, and that for many years she had been practicing and perfecting magic. Henry then told her about the weed that she had given him that had caused the people at Waterville to behave very badly. And that was when the witch realized her mistake. She thought that she had given him a normal weed to plant in his garden, the one without the shimmering multicolors, but instead she gave him one with the shimmering multicolors. So the witch invited Henry to hop on her broom and then went to Waterville at once. Henry and the witch saw the people of Waterville still hypnotized by that weed. And so it was with that she cast a spell on the weed, causing it to dry out and die. And then afterward, the townsfolk were snapped out of their stupor without any idea of what was going on. Then the witch cast a spell to make all of the people forget about what had happened, but to also make them always remember that hate, greed, and selfishness is so very wrong and always will be. And so, the people of Waterville began to be kind, loving, and respectful to one another. Henry thanked Penny, who is now a witch, for saving the town with her magic. Then she snapped her fingers to reveal that she was that beautiful flower store clerk all along. And then Henry and the woman began to fall in love with each other instantly. A few weeks later, Henry and Penny were finally married, had a good life, and they had lived happily ever after in their nice home in the Cape. And so, with that, we conclude this story by offering up this word of advice. Hate shall always be wrong. Greed shall always be wrong. And selfishness shall always be wrong. The only way to ever have a good life in this world is to fill it with kindness, respect, hope, and love. The end. Well, my friends, that is the end of the two-part story, and that is also the end of the final episode for this season of Kaleidoscope Storytime. I would like to thank you listeners so very much for taking the time out of your busy schedules every week to listen to me all season, and I very much hope that I would do more of the same for all of you next season. As always, if you have missed any of the episodes throughout this season of my podcast, you can always check them out right here at www.anchor.fm/kaleidoscope-story or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also check out more podcasts like this one on Anchor.fm or the Anchor podcasting app too. Podcasts such as Love's a Secret Weapon podcast, which features my good friend, Donna Lauren. Check out all of the best podcasts as all right here on Anchor by going to www.anchor.fm. And now, this will be the last time you'll be hearing this for a while, too. And that, my friends, is going to do it for another season of my podcast, Kaleidoscope Storytime, which has been brought to you throughout the entire season by Anchor.fm. I would very much like to thank the most talented men and women anywhere in the Anchor family for once again showing me what it means to use my voice for something good. You guys are surely the best. And I would like to thank you all so very much from the bottom of my heart for your kindness, your warmth, and your love. And finally, I would very much like to thank you, my audience, for showing your love to me by taking time out to listen to my podcast every week throughout the entire season. I very much hope that you all could be with me again next season, as I shall once again weave more storytelling magic that will delight the ears. Once again, thank you all so very much. Until next season, this is Jen Webster saying, take very good care of yourselves. With love, JW. Happy trails to you all. Bye, y'all.